Hi, I'm Peter Czanik, open source evangelist at One Identity. Today I will be talking about measuring and analyzing humidity data using Python, SysTogNG and Elasticsearch. A few words about me. As I mentioned, I'm working at One Identity. One Identity is an upstream for Sudo and SysTogNG. I'm helping in RPM and FreeBSD packaging of this software and also explaining them at various conferences and in blogs and articles. My original plan was to practice Python and Elasticsearch using sensor data collected on a Raspberry Pi. And obviously I also wanted to learn how to properly regulate humidity in my room. However, the Raspberry Pi turned out to be too small for running Elasticsearch, so I couldn't solve collecting measurement data around the clock, which meant that I needed some kind of buffering of the measurement data, but that was too difficult a task to do in Python, at least for a beginner programmer. So I decided to use SysTogNG, which I know quite well. I used Raspberry Pi 3 with a SparkFun add-on board and connected a couple of sensors to it. I did data collection using Python. It was really easy. I just had to install a Python module and then download some sample code from GitHub. I used the example scripts to check if the sensors are working at all. If you look at the data here, you might see something quite strange. Temperature is 70 degrees, which is quite hot in a room, but then I realized that it's in Fahrenheit. I'm in Europe, I'm more used to Celsius, and luckily it was easy to fix this problem. I just had to replace a function in the Python code to get results in Celsius. Here is the Python code I did. It's really simple, but it took me quite a while to get it working properly. First, I import a few modules for the sensor and some more time and syslog to be able to log data with proper times and as a syslog message. Next, I initialize the sensor and exit if the sensor cannot be initialized. And finally, there is an endless loop which checks the current time, the humidity and the temperature in the room, and then it prints to the screen and also sends a syslog message, then waits for a second and then repeats everything again. Here is how the syslog messages look like. You can see that it's a pretty regular syslog header followed by two key value pairs on screen, the humidity and the temperature collected by the Python script. The next task was configuring Elasticsearch. There is a limitation right now in SysTogNG, which means that all data is handled as strings. On the other hand, Kibana can do graphs only from number data, not from strings. There is a workaround for this using mapping in Elasticsearch. And I have a good news here that upcoming versions of SysTogNG will resolve this limitation and will be able to handle type data. here is the mapping I used. It's really simple, just the date and then two floating point values from the sensor. Here are some tricks about installing SysTogNG. When you install the basic SysTogNG package, then it tries to install all possible modules, downloading all possible dependencies, including Java, which is quite huge and completely useless in this situation. So what I did, I just installed the two packages which are important for my use case, JSON support and HTTP destination support, and then used the default configuration on the Raspberry Pi and extended it with a few more lines to collect sensor data and forward it to Elasticsearch. Here is the first part of my configuration. There is a filter which is matching on the application name of my Python script. Then the SysTogNG key value parser is used to extract data from the log messages, as any incoming log messages are handled as text, but here we need the values within the text. And finally, we have a destination here. For debugging, I saved sensor data also locally and into a file destination. And then I also have an Elasticsearch HTTP destination where I saved the same values. And as you can see, there is also a huge disk buffer configured. This is why I used SysTogNG. As in 1 gigabyte, my sensor could run for days without uploading data to my Elasticsearch server. So if I forgot to turn it on one day, then it was not a problem. And here is the log path, which collects all of these pieces together. As you can see, I use the very same source as for the main SysTogNG configuration, and then the blocks I defined on the previous page, the filter, the parser, and the destination. Here you can see a graph from Kibana. The blue line is the temperature, and the green line is for humidity. And what you can see is what happens when I open my windows. Both the temperature and humidity drops sharply in the room. And as soon as I close the window, both start to rise. The temperature goes back quickly. However, as you can see, the humidity stays at a lower level. Let me summarize my talk. As you could see from my slides, a simple Python script running on really cheap hardware can provide valuable input for real-life situations. What I learned about humidity, that humidity returns to the original level almost immediately when the windows are open only for a short time. But if you keep windows open for 5 minutes or more, then it has a long-term impact on indoors humidity. Thank you for your attention. Do you have any questions?
Hey, Peter, thanks a lot for the chat. I think the questions still need to come in, but I already have a question there. And I'm not very familiar with the syslog. I was wondering how does syslog actually connect to Kibana or Elasticsearch itself? Is there some API, or is it happening regularly on the back end, or how does it work?
Yes, it's using the Elasticsearch API, so REST API. So it's
okay.
Just like any other client sending data to Elasticsearch.
I see. It can be anywhere else, so it doesn't need to be locally, because I suppose you set up your Elasticsearch server on your local network, but so it can be anywhere else as well. It can be on AWS, for example.
Yes, it can be anywhere else. I run something on the local network, but it was only on for short periods of time. That's why I needed this 1 gigabyte, this buffer.